This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Flood situation remains grim in several northeastern states, triggered by continuous rainfall. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. Mr. Modi expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took stock of the flood situation in Assam from Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma, assuring full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. The Chief Minister briefed the Prime Minister on how continuous rainfall in Assam and adjoining states has led to flooding and which impacted many lives. He also apprised the Prime Minister of the relief operation undertaken by the state government. The Chief Minister reached Kasar district this morning to take stock and assess the flood situation in the worst hit Balak Valley region. He visited several relief camps and interacted with the people. Aminul Haqzuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp in Lachin. The Indian Air Force has launched rescue and relief operations in Sikkim as the northeastern state reels under landslides and floods. The IAF has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded in Chatin, North Sikkim. More from our correspondent.
The Sikkim government and central agencies are putting all-out efforts to evacuate stranded tourists at Lachin as well as restore communication. NDRF teams with well-equipped machinery have been placed into evacuation missions. Two helicopters with 34 persons landed safely at Pakyong Airport this morning. Efforts are on to rescue all the remaining tourists. There were reports of multiple landslides at Lachin, due to which road connectivity was badly affected. Chief Secretary of Sikkim, R. Telang, held a high-level review meeting at Gangtok to assess the current situation at Mangan district and instructed all concerned agencies to provide all possible support. Manas Padim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
In Arunachal Pradesh, according to the State Department Disaster Management, 12 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani told Akashvani News that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the region during the next 2 days.
The current heavy rainfall spell over mainly northeastern state is still continuing, but the intensity has been reduced substantially. And during last 24 hours, the heavy rainfall mainly confined to the area of Meghalaya. And in the weather warning, mainly northeast India, we have given heavy to very heavy rainfall for next 24 hours, covering Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, NMMT, mainly Meghalaya, Tripura, and Manipur and Mizoram will be heavy to very heavy rainfall for today.
The Uttar Pradesh government has approved 20% reservation for former Agniveers in direct recruitment for the posts of police constables, provincial armed constabulary, mounted police and firemen. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today. Maharashtra School Education Minister Dada Bhuse today announced that the state will introduce basic military training for students from class 1. State Minister stated that retired soldiers will play a key role in imparting training alongside sports teachers, members of the National Cadet Corps and scouts and guides. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Indonesia Open in Jakarta today. Sindhu defeated Japan's Nozomi Okuhara in the first round. Men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also entered the round of 16 after thrashing Indonesian duo of Leo Rawley Karnanto and Vegas Molana. In cricket, IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.